Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. welcome back. We have Cody Snodgrass here. Cody, I want you to talk about the top two or three topics you want. We've got so much to talk about. I mean, literally in a day or a week, there's more news than used to happen in years. There's so many things going on. Right now, Trump is meeting with China, and he's going to slap on tariffs, 25% tariffs, because the Chinese are playing hardball. And obviously, there's two groups. There's a group of people, and I saw some of the dialogue about this, that want to work out trade deals with America. There's other sides, they're military hardliners. They have 35,000 Chinese Special Forces troops in Venezuela, and they're supporting the Maduro regime. Guido, I don't know why he was stupid enough to actually announce that he wanted to do a regime change when he doesn't have a military behind him, either from associated countries or America. Without military backing, a regime change isn't going to happen. But Trump could do a few things beforehand. So we have that. We also have the tech industry further shutting people down. We know that the social media and even the people that cut off your phone call when you're talking to Ole Damigard just an hour or so ago were probably the NSA and their affiliates, British Intel or Five Eyes. We know they're the ones that were behind the attack on Trump. They're about to get their wings clipped. I believe that Trump is going to pass legislation to allow them to be sued like any other media outlet. Those are just a couple of stories. I want you to pick what you like to talk about. We've got lots of stuff to handle, haven't we? I mean, look at the 2020 lineup of Democrats I call the demon rats. Look at the attacks on Trump. They're continuing now where they want to actually try to threaten to jail Barr. I mean, there's so much news. There's no shortage. I mean, the only thing we're missing is we don't have enough popcorn, do we?
I know, popcorn and soda. But, yeah, we were just on an interview over in Europe. We've been doing a different country every day. He's on a tour over there, and then they call me from wherever they're at. We did Stockholm, Sweden yesterday, and then today we were at a different location, but I only got to talk about 3 or 4 minutes, and then the phone line, it clicked here, then it went to dial tone, just went dead right in the middle of the interview, and I haven't heard back from him. And he told me just before we went on air that his emails had all been blocked from Europe, and my emails here are being blocked too. So there's a lot of censorship, and they're ramping it up. And the question, Dr. Bill, is, you know, is there a war coming in Iran or Venezuela? You know, they're sending the carrier group, USS Abraham Lincoln's going over there to Iran. And always before war, there is mass censorship. And we've really seen it turned up just in the last few days. The censorship's gotten astounding.
Yeah, I think here's what I suspect was going on. Since the president's dug in his heels, he's not going to actually cooperate with the further investigations to drag out this Mueller-gate. And you can see Mueller never did any investigations of Hillary with her bleached bed and her hammer, taking out hammers and her destroying 30,000 emails or all the criminal activity. Now we're actually looking at some of the Strzok page emails that said that this goes right up to the top to Barack Obama and his Department of Justice and so on, and to Valerie Jarrett. With the Uber and the Horowitz reports coming out in the next 2 months, probably by the end of June at the very latest, you're going to see Barr start to prosecute and go after the hunters. And that's freaking out the Democrats because they've put in all the story. Even the Democratic candidates are still calling for impeachment of Trump based on the idea he colluded with the Russians. How crazy could you be? Russia is not a friend of Trump. I mean, Trump is really putting the screws to Russia with sanctions. He, I'm sure, is becoming aware about the fact that Russians have got nukes in Venezuela. I contacted Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. In fact, I talked to his staff today in Washington, D.C. I'm trying to get him on the show because he put out an article, and then he got a clarification. He said, well, he knows the Russians are there. He didn't say he said there were nukes there. Of course, I'm going to give him my intel information, which, by the way, I had to argue and stomp on Harley Schlanger, who tried to say, well, let's just, because you got bad sources. And Harley, you don't have a right to insert your opinion on facts that I know are facts. You don't, okay? So shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. The fact is, we have satellite photos. We got total proof that the Antonov AN-225 jet carries over 200 tons and carry these heavy lift intermediate range nuke launchers for hypersonic cruise missiles. We travel at Mach 10 to Mach 13, that's 7,000 to 9,000 plus miles an hour. And the fact is, there's 46,000 Cubans, including the private security force. There's even Iranians and Hezbollah in Venezuela. There's not only 5 trillion barrels of oil there, but also uranium and other strategic minerals. So Russia and China are not just in there for trade. They're in there to establish a base that violates the Monroe Doctrine, which, by the way, previous presidents, and this is President Bush, allowed a violation of the Monroe Doctrine, especially when they passed over the Panama Canal to China years ago, which is stupid. So I see a whole lot of things going on, but Trump, you know, he's like a busker. He can chew gum, throw discs in the air, and have a blindfold on and ride his motorcycle. I mean, Trump can do all this stuff at the same time. He can shake your hand and try to work out a deal, and if it doesn't work it out, he can walk away and stomp on you with tariffs. So I don't think, you know, I don't think people realize Trump is not a politician, is he?
He's a businessman first. That was his forte. But down in Venezuela, you got to remember, underneath all of it down there is the sweet crude and the oil. And that sweet crude there sets the world oil price. It's easy to refine. And when it comes out of the ground, it takes very little effort to convert it into products. So that's a very important thing. And I think that's why the Chinese have their troops there. But over in Iran, you know, we've heard that Hezbollah in the Gaza Strip, first the report I heard was 450 rockets. Now I've heard 800 rockets have been fired at Israel. So the intel I got, I don't know. I haven't vetted it.
No, let me tell you what I've known, because I have intel sources from Israel.
Okay.
About 40% of the rockets are not just, you know, stupid Scud-type rockets that you can fire and you hope to hit somewhere near the target. These are targetable rocket systems now that Iran was given with help with Russians for targeting technology. And Hezbollah has them. And they actually have been heavily targeting actual settlements or populated areas. So Israel has to actually go out and actually hit these targeting sites and blow up their missile launchers. This is getting really, really out of control. And Iran is basically taking a big move right now because they realize what America is doing is that after Ramadan, Jared Kushner is going to come up with a peace plan. Now, the worst thing that can happen to Iran is that the state of Israel is declared to be an actual state that actually lives on the map. Because Iran doesn't want to actually accept the fact that there's an actual state of Israel. In fact, if you look at the maps, if you go to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Arab Emirates and so on, none of them have actually Israel on the map until they make a deal with Jordan, who still controls the Waft and the Temple Mount, and actually give land to the Palestinians. Now, the agreement I see coming up is what's called the Abomination of Desolation Agreement. And after June 5th this year, Jared Kushner is going to declare that arrangement's going to happen, which means land for peace and arrangements to deal with the recognition of the two-state solution and recognition of the remaining part of Israel. Now, Israel, although it's relatively small land, it has a big influence on the territories of Iraq and Syria. And if they do get a peace treaty, it means it's going to be peace with Syria and the pipelines that come from Qatar across Aleppo to Turkey and all kinds of other things. So there's a lot of financial things going on here, moving parts with the international banks and the oil industry. Because the U.S. dollar is primarily an oil-backed dollar. It's not a gold-backed dollar, it's an oil-backed dollar. And the oil-backed states in the Middle East and the issue of Venezuela is now sitting on 7 times more oil than Saudi Arabia and all the Arab countries is a big deal. That's why I think all these moving parts are all linked together, and Russia and China are trying to get their ore in by actually planting, literally right in our back doorstep, a control of the state of Venezuela. It's a fully communist, socialist state under the control of Cuba, including the fiber guard around Maduro. That's basically just proxies of Russia. And Russia's even using directed energy weapons against, political people over in Cuba because they are an expert on this, on undue type weapons that can affect your health and your hearing and your balance and everything. So here's what I suspect. I think that Trump will be reelected. I think Jared Kushner's putting out this thing early so the people not only in Israel, which are now going to totally support Trump, but a lot of the billionaires are going to have to support Trump because they're going to realize that if any of the socialists get in, the economy is shot. I mean, even the stock market itself is kind of nervous that if any Democrats get in, look at Biden. He's totally corrupt with his son, Hunter Biden. Look at the deals they made with China. to ignore a lot of bad things China was doing because they wanted to make deals with Hunter Biden and also in the Nair Aral oil basin in Afghanistan, which they were, made deals with Hunter Biden with. So Biden, I'm sure, is fully aware of all the corrupt attacks against Trump with spying on him, with the CIA and FBI and Department of Justice, and then acquired actors and activists, like the one that went after Papadopoulos, this 30-year-old blonde bombshell that tried to kind of, you know, get more connections about him in Israel or him in Russia, which is totally a farce. And this guy Mifsud, who's disappeared, was in part of Italian university there, this linked university and Italian intelligence linked also to the British. The British are behind the whole damn thing, along with the globalists. And where I see this going is we're going to start seeing some heads roll. I think that Barr and Trump are going to start prosecuting and putting people in jail. I think Iran is going to, we're now increasing the embargo against not only Iran, but also people that trade with Iran. So it's going to choke off their oil completely. They're threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz and have mined it, apparently. And the mining of the Strait of Hormuz, which we know from Israeli intelligence, is the first sign that Israel and Iran are going to get into it. Because the Straits, 35 to 40% of the world's oil goes through there every day, and they can close that off, Iran can't, without anybody else interfering, because it's only a mile and a quarter across. So the Strait of Hormuz, right across from Qatar, is extremely dangerous. And that, I believe, is we're on the threshold of a covenant with death peace treaty to stave off the winds of war with Russia and China and these Middle Eastern countries. And I think it's likely that it will be fully ratified after Trump is elected in a year and a half. That's what I see coming.
Well, do you think that the Saudis, one of the reasons they put pressure on the U.S., you know, and we formed a proxy army in ISIS to run that pipeline through Syria out to where the Russian naval base is there? The Saudis did that because they didn't like Iran having control over that Strait of Hormuz, because they can shut down a lot
exactly.
of the...
Exactly. So I right on the money on that. And in fact, the fact that the Russians and the Iranians can shut down the strait, and the Saudis and the Qataris and the Arab Emirates are all there basically victims of what Iran can do.
Right.
And so I see that as the push-pull issue. Remember, until some years ago, the number one gas producer in the world has been Iran, not Russia. It was Iran. And now we've displaced both of them. America now is the number one oil, gas, and coal producer on the planet by a large margin. And we don't need anybody. And that's kind of freaking them out, because the Saudis want a proof that we're going to still back them, because they've got not trillions but quadrillions in money stuffed in banks all over the world. In fact, I took contacts about 7 years ago from a man who actually looked over their warehouse in Whitehall, just north of London. And he told me they have multiple warehouses stacked 90 feet high, a quarter mile long, full of shrink wrap gold and American U.S. dollars. Money. And it's Saudi money and money from these Arab countries. And people have no idea. That's why this guy was tortured. That was a Saudi billionaire. What was his name? I'm trying to remember his name now. He was invested into Facebook and into one of the other major video companies. And they tortured his daughter first, and then tortured him, hanging him upside down, threatening to castrate him unless he would actually knock off the air through the social media, Alex Jones and other people like Paul Joseph Watson and so on. Now, of course, they want to pick off the big kahunas. They've got a big voice, not necessarily a correct voice, but a big voice, because they want to put the fear of God into the rest of us that we're going to shut up. We're not going to shut up. And we're not going to shut up, people. Listen up, NSA. We're coming for you. Listen up, New World Order. We got your number. Listen up, devil. Your days are numbered. You got us on your back. Believe me, you have the Most High God, and we're just his proxy army, and we're coming for you. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. So, Cody, I'd like you to get into some of the topics you'd like to cover. You mentioned on the break that we should be calling to arms to deal with the spiritual side of this. I'm working on some newer technology. One of the things I've discovered, and this is taught to me through the experiences I've had, is that prayer, in fact, is reverse speech. It's actually, the speech of your soul is actually reversed from your... So when you hear somebody say something in English and you actually do reverse speech, and I've had some of the reverse speech people on, that prayer actually is embedded as a reverse speech in your voice because it's the intentions of your heart spoken through your voice, and it's embedded actually in your audio speech. And when you do a reverse speech analysis, you can actually pull out these phonemes or words or phrases that are actually the intentions of your spirit. Now, there's a way of actually taking that and actually not only grabbing it, but amplifying it radionically billions or trillions or quadrillions of times. And what happens is the physical world and the world of consciousness or the soul occur parallel and the eternal world of God. Now, to God, there's no such thing as a past or future. So when I say that and on one of the previous shows that God can change the future and the past, when we become transformed into the new type of being that we will when we're resurrected fully into the eternal world, we'll have not only a temporal body that will live in time space, but we'll also have an eternal resurrection. That's why when Jesus came back, he actually came back as a resurrected super being that was not able to live not only in the temporal world of time space, but also eternally. So he could still eat fish and talk to people and be hugged. But at the same time, he didn't have, in a sense, in the eternal realm, a past or future. And if you look at the genetics of Jesus, and we talked about this with Jonathan Gray a month or so ago, when they did the haplotype analysis of Jesus' DNA, he only had half the genes of a normal human because the other genes are supernatural. They're beyond time-space because their genetics are a human template, but they're eternal. In other words, there's a portion of Jesus that's like we will be when he says when he returns, we'll be converted to becoming resurrected bodies, not just in physical body, but a physical body that's now also both eternal and temporal. And that means we will be literally the physical children of the Most High God with the same capacities, the same responsibility, and the same infinite knowledge as the Creator himself. People don't know that, do they?
I don't know. That's good information. Is that the kind of body that would form the thousand years of peace,
let me explain about the thousand years. And God clarified this to me. That firstly, we've already had 2,000 years to rule and reign with God, but we've done a pretty poor job of it. We've actually given a double portion of grace. If you look at the scriptures, because the Bible is designed for a locksmith. And a prophetic analysis person or a prophet is called to be a locksmith for the Creator. And God will give you visions of the mathematical equations that each scripture interprets itself. In other words, it's like a set of equations, like a engineer's tools that actually will help you to figure out what's going on. And in the book of Daniel and other scriptures in Jeremiah and elsewhere, it shows when the statue and the plate of Shinar is destroyed, it'll never rise again. So Satan's not going to get another shot at the human race. Now you can imagine, you have to understand who Satan is. He's the most advanced super scientist in the cosmos. He's probably been around for trillions, if not quadrillions of years. He is the most intelligent created being that God ever made. You remember he talks about how beautiful he was and his pipes were perfect and his knowledge and so on. The problem is he also started to develop an ego. He wanted to become as the Most High, so he had to ape God, who is an eternal being, but he lived in the temporal world of consciousness. That's why he's the prince of the power of the air. He's the prince or the primary intellect, if you want to call it, in the spirit realm. But he's not equal to the infinite one, the eternal one. And what people don't understand is that the very definition of evil is to do what was right in your own eyes, which is to ape Satan, because Satan was doing not what he considered evil. He was doing what right in his own eyes. In fact, he converted a third of the angels in heaven to follow him to become the devils, or the Nephilim, or the fallen ones. They fell not because they were trying to do evil, but because they're trying to do what was right in their own eyes. And most people in the churches don't teach this correctly. They also don't teach what God's doing. We are, in a sense, in the physical world, even in our physical bodies, we're in like a spiritual in uterus. And we are not yet born as to what we are fully until we're resurrected into our physical bodies, literally until we're born in the eternal kingdom where the temporal world and the eternal world fuse and we become the collective bride of God. The trillions of quadrillions of humans and all kinds of beings across the vast cosmos are literally the bride of God. Now, God is also not limited. He can be the burning bush or the mountain, but he also can incarnate in a billion worlds or quadrillion worlds. God's not limited. We want to limit God. You can't limit God. God is not created by any limits. He's not known to dimensions of size or space or time or anything else. There's no limit to the Creator God, to his knowledge and his compassion or his righteousness. People want to limit God because they want to be like Satan. They want to be like God. You can't be like God, but you can eventually become a child of God when his soul, eternal soul, his eternal spirit seed Adam that makes you exist, and your soul in the realm of consciousness fuses, and he gives you a physical body that's resurrected that's also eternal. So when we receive the same type of body Jesus had when he came back to earth for 40 days, that's the ultimate goal of the Creator God, is to actually have us come from the uterus of time-space and deliver billions of beings that will be literally the children of the Creator God, made in the image of the Creator God, with all the authority, knowledge, power, and the absolute fusion of his will to our being, so that we cannot do anything evil because we only do his will. That's where our destiny is, isn't it?
Yes.
And you don't see this taught properly by the churches, like the thousand-year reign. We've already had 2,000. In fact, it's my feeling that June 5th, when Ramadan's over and Jared Kushner starts, this is the march down in the next year and a half toward the election of Donald Trump, who I had Mark Taylor on the program and did the Trump prophecies about 4 or 5 years before Trump got elected. He's a firefighter who got supernatural prophecies, and I believe he's absolutely correct. Trump is going to get reelected. There's no doubt in my mind that Trump's going to make it. The problem is that Trump has some people around that are spinning, trying to do things like Mike Pompeo. In fact, in the negotiations I saw today on Fox, which I have on silence, that the Chinese say they do not want Pompeo in any more negotiations with China. That's because Pompeo is too tough with them. China wants to get away with murder. They want to steal intellectual property. They want to control artificial intelligence. They want to steal our intellectual patents because they're not that creative. They suppress creativity because in China, if you create things out of the orders of the overlords and the PLA and their various functionaries and the corporations, you go to a Lao-Dai prison camp and get tissue types so they can whip out your organs and your eyeballs and your kidneys and liver and sell it to somebody and make money. That's the facts. So China is a collapsing empire of evil, and so is Russia. Russia's got some very smart people, but they're run by oligarchs. Putin's got a cut of everything. So are these oligarchs. Like, the largest manufacturer of aluminum in the world is a Russian oligarch. These aren't necessarily stupid people, but they're like Satan. They're energized by self-aggrandizing egos, and their absolute intensity and need to control. Just like Bernie Sanders Claus and the communists that are so-called calling themselves Democrats now. They're not Democrats. They're communists. Okay? This is not socialism. This is communism. Let's call it what it is, isn't it?
Yeah. They have service to self. That's what they
right,
have.
Service to self. You see, if you serve the Most High God, you pray for your enemies. You pray for yourself to constantly be returning to God after you make mistakes. You try to walk with God, and now God forgives you only because, not because you're good, but because you keep returning to him. He wants to make you new so that when you physically die and you're no longer capable of evil, he wants to resurrect you into a body where you become literally his child.
Yeah.
He's literally waiting for the delivery day of the human race called the day of resurrection. And that's going to have to occur after the birth pangs occur, which is going to start real soon. In fact, I believe June 5th will be one of the first screaming things with this carrier group going to Iran for the Strait of Hormuz, because God showed me back when I wrote Clay and Iron almost 30 years ago that the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, one of the first signs that the coming end was coming. Now, they're going to hold back this disaster with this covenant with death treaty. And it won't just be with the Shiite nations or the Saudi nations, which are Shia. It'll be with Russia and China, because it's going to hold back the nuclear war, chemical, biological, scalar, and weather warfare that they can do to the planet and geotectonic. But it's only going to hold it back for a period of time. And in the middle of that 7-year period, all hell is going to break loose. And people don't realize, unless God actually intervenes, as it says in the book of Mark, no flesh would survive. Now, people don't want to accept that, including in the church, because they pull a scripture out because they like one scripture or another, and they make statements like, you know, the millennium and the devil's going to get back out. No, he's not. In fact, about 2 months ago, I had to cut off one of the senior people from the church, Worldwide Church of God, who made the statement, oh, yeah, the devil's going to get back. Oh, no, he's not. Well, how do you know that, Diggle? I said, because I'm a prophet. Now, I don't know everything, but I have a bunch of 3x5 cards, and there's some of the things that are not Diggle's opinion. They're thus saith the Lord. And that's one of them. There's no such thing as a millennium anymore. We are at the end of the second millennium, and God gave us a double portion of grace so we could bring the fullness of his grace to the population of earth. We're about now. Can you imagine the devil getting out in 1,000 years and destroying the planet with the technology of the brains of who Satan is? Does anybody have any idea just how freaking smart Satan is? He would out-IQ all of the scientists that ever existed on Earth. He's probably been around for, who knows, trillions of years. He knows the science and technology on maybe thousands or millions of worlds. This is not a minor person. This is a being of immense capacity that you have to show adequate respect for. But he's a narcissistic egomaniac, and he's trying to ape the Infinite One, and he can't do it. He's frustrated, and he's going to get destroyed for it. And that's, he knows his days are short, and he doesn't mind because he's here to abort the human race. We're like a giant uterus about to deliver almost 8 billion people as children of the Most High God, and many of these people aren't going to make it unless we tell them the truth about what's going on in the battle, because they think their particular religion, I call real lies, going on is going to tell them and get them saved. It's not. We're at the end of the age. This is the end of the deal. You know, if a nuclear war broke out tomorrow, almost 300 million Americans would die in 2 hours. People don't get that. They think, oh, no, we'll make it. And even if something like an EMP attack from a cyber attack or a weapon of indignation to knock out the power grid from high space over America from a Russian hypersonic cruise missile, people will consume each other. They'll eat their pets first, like in Venezuela, and then they'll eat their children. They'll kill their neighbors to steal their food. They'll try to siphon gasoline to see if they can survive, and eventually it'll get so desperate that, especially in northern states, when the weather turns bad, they'll just freeze to death. People say, oh, Dr. Diggle, you're making all this up. I said, look, I worked with war game simulation with the FEMA, the CDC, and the FBI. I was their doctor. I was appointment under Reserve Admiral Hughes. God had my daytimer. People say, well, that's just your opinion. If you were a special forces and you were a person who did munitions and someone tried to argue that you didn't know what you're doing and you've been doing it for 20 or 30 years, wouldn't you say, you know what? You don't have the right to have an opinion about my life. My life is something I experienced. It's not open to your, oh my God, opinion. It's not.
That's right.
And they get offended over that. I say, you know what? I don't give a crap about how offended you get. You got to accept the fact that I put my life in danger. I'm sure when you're getting cut off of the phone line from only the Emmergard, you realize when we're ticking off the NSA and Satan himself, this is not exactly an easy thing to do. It's like special forces in your middle of a battle. Do you think it might not kill you? Yeah. When I left Genesis and switched over to the Rensen Network and then my own, I got struck with a physical ailment that nearly killed me only 3 months ago.
Yeah.
The devil's tried to take me out multiple times. 5 years ago, I almost died before Christmas. But God gave me the technology and the wisdom to actually overcome it. He made me an overcomer at birth, so at February 15th, 1952, is not my day of birth, it's my day of death. I was pronounced dead on arrival, DOA, sent off to the morgue with the last rites, and I came back, and he said, well, he'll just die of brain damage. I didn't. 8 and a half, I had a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck doing a guillotine-style procedure on a tonsil. I went down the tunnel light and met God. Now people say, who do you think you are, Diggle? You think you're crazy, man? No. I'm just a person, okay? I don't think I'm more special than my daughter or you or anybody else. And in fact, if I turn to the dark side because I'm smarter than most, I can do a lot more evil than the average person. Doesn't mean I'm more saved or less saved, and doesn't matter if I save a 10,000 or million people. God doesn't grade on the curve. He grades on the curve of love. Do you love the Creator God, and do you love his creation, your brothers and sisters? Some of them are lost in space. God only grades on the curve of love, doesn't he? Not on the curve of numbers.
Right, love is...
Do you love the Creator God, our Father? You know, Pater Noster, quius in caelo, sanctificetur vicetur numen tuum. I learned this when I was just 6 years old in Latin. I still know it. People need to know. Do you love the Creator and his creation?
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases.
CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You'll prescribe it with your provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Welcome back. So, Cody,
I did a lot of talking here. I want you to continue now, this last segment, to focus on the issues you see cooking. What's going on with Aldi Damagard in Europe? What's going on with 5G network? What's going on with the superstate? The suppression of media, including not only guys that, you know, have got a big mouth like Alex. I want Alex to talk. In fact, if I could get Alex on my show, I'd have him on, and I'd cross-examine him, because there's nobody more vicious in asking cross-examining questions than Deagle. I'm a scary guy to get in either court or on radio or TV. I'm going to ask you questions because I have a faster intellect and a deeper knowledge of almost everything than anybody that I know on earth. And it's not to boast it. It's to say God's weaponized me to become a Superman. I don't have a cape and I don't have the ability to fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman.
Okay? Well, you're an instrument for truth.
Instrument for truth, and I will do it until the last oxygen molecule leaves my mitochondria. And believe me, the devil's tried to take me out a bunch of times. Last was only 3 months ago, and thank God people prayed for me. Because, believe me, the devil, if you could silence the eagle, say, oh, some bitch. In fact, I heard, remember you mentioned that you were worried about Jeff Rentz, so I called him before the show today, and he's fine. But he did get knocked off his ISDN line, so he has to have another way to connect to his studios. And luckily, he didn't get another car accident. But he's been followed around, tracked. He's had people tracking and following him around where he lives up in Oregon. They want to silence people like me. Let me tell you, I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. You, if you're Delta Force or Special Op or a guy that in Facebook last year was going to threaten Deagle, there's a nasty side to Deagle you do not want to see. You'd be better off to have the devil after you. Because you want to come to my home and harm me, you're going to die face planting in front of my front yard. You're not going to live. Okay? You can't say that. You're a Christian. I say, yes, I can. I can defend myself because I am a Christian. I'm a Joshua Christian.
You have the right.
I have the right to defend myself against someone trying to do violence on me. You want to do violence? You're going to be exposed to a technology you haven't even heard of before, and you will die so quickly you can't even imagine what will happen to you. So that's why I'm still alive, and all these passive, nice, you know, functional medicine doctors are dead. Now it's over 104.
Yeah.
Not Deagle. You do not want to cross the Deagleizer. That's why, whether you threaten me or you want to play games in law and courts, God help you, literally, because the devil's not going to. He's just going to get out of the way.
Well, that's why we love you, and I'm getting that warm, cuddly feeling inside when you talk like that.
Yeah, and I want you to understand, I'm there to protect you spiritually, and I'm actually working on radionic prayer amplification technology. In other words, I'm going to take prayer and intention fields, and I want people to pray, because their intention fields, I call the prayer, I want to have what's called a prayer, you want to call horn, or horn of plenty of prayer. And I want to take that prayer horn of people's prayers from all over the world, and I want to amplify that billions and trillions of times to broadcast it to the realm of consciousness and the soul. And I want people to understand that that technology is coming to a person like Deagle, because I'm called, because I see this time coming. My ministry does not start until the first day of the peace treaty, where they sanctify the temple area on the Feast of Sukkot by rabbinic law, which is, I think, going to happen in the second term of Donald Trump. So my ministry hasn't started yet. This is all these years, going back almost 30 years, is pre-ministry. But when things get rolling, people are going to say, who is this guy Deagle? I'm not just Dr. Deagle, functional medicine doctor. I'm Dr. Deagle, called to speak, to tell you the truth at the time of the end. Now, there's lots of other people with prophetic words. There's thousands. But there's a few that are the top people. I believe you are one of those people that have a prophetic and apostolic calling. I've said the same thing to John W. Spring and to Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist in New Zealand. And I tell people, they need to understand, we are the few that are called, that are the sons of Issachar, the Bereans, the ones who know the wisdom of the Most High God and have to give it to people, because society is dying for lack of wisdom.
Yeah.
It says, before the time of the end, I will send a famine, not just of the famine of bread and water, but I will send a famine of the word, which is not just the reading of the Bible or interpretation correctly of the Bible, which is more important. It's of the walking word, that's you and me, the people that literally walk with God, suffer with God, are persecuted because we're doing the right thing, are having our careers attacked and our physical beings attacked, having our lives even taken because we do the right thing in the name of the Most High God. People don't get that, do they? They think, well, you're just doing this because you like talking radio and you're an egomaniac. No. My ego's been crushed by the Most High God to make a fragrant perfume to his nostrils, which means I'm willing to die to save your soul from eternal damnation. That's what I do.
Jesus did, too.
Right. And by the way, he's sharing. People don't realize it's not just the blood of Jesus that saves all the people on earth. It's when you join his blood. When you join his blood, that covenant means you become a co-sufferer with Jesus. It's not just him that died on the cross. We died with him when we actually served the Creator God.
Yeah, and right now as we're talking, I've got my frankincense and myrrh prayer oil, you know, the blood of Christ oil. I'm using it right now.
Right. And by the way, there's resonant frequencies for those prayers that have specific effects on the soul, because you have to understand the soul is connected to what's called the cord of living waters, or the silver cord, as it talks about in the book of Genesis, to the pineal gland, through magnetite. And that silver cord connects you to the physical realm until the cord is cut permanently, and that occurs at the moment of final death, not just near death.
Exactly, absolutely right.
And when that happens, by the way, you drift off into the spirit realm of consciousness, and then God has the opportunity to resurrect you into not only the physical world of entropy, but because your soul is in the negentropic world of consciousness and order, he can then create you into an eternal body that cannot be destroyed. And that's what his intention is to do, is to create us as his physical children. We're not going to be lesser than the Most High God. We'll be his children. Are your children less than you? Of course not.
No.
God is going to actually create us into a new creation where we have no capacity to do evil or anything against his will. That we will literally be the children of the Creator God. People don't get that, do they?
No, but some people do, but very few. But everything you just said was absolutely true. When I died twice in the hospital in Project Slammer, all that stuff you just said is absolutely true. It really is. And people don't have to die to know it. But, you know, I was so hard-headed. That's what it took for me, you know, to learn those things you just said.
Right. And, again, I've seen people that have gone through near-death experience and are never the same.
Right.
Never the same. I mean, it's transformed them because they're different, what we call worldview. The real worldview that counts most is the worldview of the soul. What is the nature of reality and the real world you're living in that transcends the entropic world of if you want to call it decay and time space, the world of consciousness and the eternal world of the Creator God? You know, what's God's purpose? That's why when he said, one of my favorite books in the Bible is Job. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. Well, people don't know. Guess what? Deagle has a portion of the knowledge, and many of these things I've not been permitted to say before, but I'm now, he's giving me a release just this last week to start saying things since I was born and since I, you know, nearly died again, you know, 58 years ago, that he's giving me the permission to actually start speaking about it now. So,
well, somebody needs to speak about it, because this is a spiritual war we're in on the earth.
Yeah, this is not just an information war. If it was information, people would have said, well, I want to hear from Deagle. For example, I just got a hold of the staff for Laura at Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who just talked about the fact he knows the Russians are down in Venezuela. No, they're not just down there. He clarified in the statement back to me, he didn't say there were nukes. Congressman, yes, there are nukes there. They have them aimed at our throat. If Russia fired those missiles today, most Americans will die in a thermonuclear flash, and when the X-rays hit their body, their cells will explode at 50,000 degrees, and they'll be turned to an atomic dust. Okay? Because your cells are paramagnetic. So is concrete. So is aluminum and step-down transformers for cell phone towers. And the metallic thing on the back of your mirrors and your fire car truck or whatever. You have to understand that anything that's paramagnetic explodes when it's exposed to the radiation from a nuclear bomb, even if the blast area doesn't hit it. And people don't understand that 9/11 was an inside job.
I'm sure
that Trump knows that as a builder, but he won't pronounce it because he doesn't want to be thought of as a nutball. But the fact is, part of the reason why Alex Jones has been so exposed is because he knew, even though he had the incorrect model from Dr. Jones, he knew that 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do radiation toxicology, and 3 years ago, the last time that I tried to do testing in Tokyo, the U.S. State Department told the lab that you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. I tried Geordie Labs here in America. I tried my alma mater. I tried labs across Canada, the United States, Germany, France, South Africa, Italy, everywhere. And they all turn me down when they actually understand who the hell Deagle is and what am I asking for. They don't want to do it because they don't want to be show proof that the isotopes, which, by the way, I have the data from the U.S. Geological Survey. It's not just Deagle's data that I thought up or read some stupid magazine. You know, just like 2 years ago, I had one from the NSA, a contact, actually listens to the show, said, I'm going to send you the actual phony birth certificate of Barack Obama and the original that we actually photoshopped to make it. People need to know. They don't understand who the hell Deagle is, do they? They think, well, I just think he's just a big mouth and, you know, talks too much, doesn't let his guests speak. That's why I want you to make a comment the last few minutes here, because people don't realize things are getting really dicey, man. Do they not understand how dangerous it is?
Well, yeah, and we've just been facing mass censorship. Ola had some trouble at the border going into Sweden here the other day, and then their studio that they had set up for their interview, they were doing a traveling multi-country series of shows, and then they call over here to the States every day, and we connect with them, but they got the radio stations shut down, and they found out later that it was George Soros that owned that station, and they went and got another one. But the censorship is going crazy. The world is going crazy. There's a lot of military activity in Venezuela and Iran. Hezbollah was a strip.
It's going luciferic, and the mask is off now. It's like, you know, they have this carnival where they all wear masks, I think, about this time of the, you know, the winter. In various places like in Nice and so on, or Carnival down south in South America. It basically is where people wear masks and try to pretend they're something they're not.
Yeah.
The masks are off now, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, we had the Christchurch, New Zealand false flag. That was a false flag if I ever saw one. And then the Sri Lanka bombings. There's an attack on Christianity. I think the New World Order brokers are trying to stir up race baiting and religious hate. And swirling in this consciousness. But what I would say, Dr. Bill, is it's time for all of us to really maintain our connection with the divine and focus on that and draw our strength from it, because all these events on the earth plane are swirling. It's chaos.
Well, there's three reasons why the church is, quote, under attack. The people that pretend they're pastors or actually have 10,000 different denominations of Christianity all are at each other's odds because they think they have cornered their little neck of knowledge that makes them special. And they will not listen to a prophetic or apostolic word, which I have, or other people like yourself or Jonathan Gray, who has apostolic world and ancient archaeology that prove that the Bible is true about many things. So the first thing is, number one, people don't read the Bible by themselves in ancient Hebrew or Greek and actually interpret the words word by word if you've got an interlinear. Number two, they don't have a prayer life where they actually talk to God and ask God yes or no. The Urim and Thummim stones in their soul will tell them yes or no. Even if just get a yes or no answer from God in dreams or visions. And the third thing is they must hear an apostolic or prophetic word, which is why the church launched with apostles and prophets, because that's why it grew so quickly, because it actually had people that had a direct contact with the Creator God and had something to say. The church doesn't want to hear that. I haven't actually had an invitation to speak at a public church since 2000, when I spoke at Living Waters Fellowship in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I have, per week, millions of audience, but they don't say, well, Dr. Deagle, we'd like you to kind of do a video connect and come and talk to our church on a Tuesday night or a Saturday or a Sunday. They don't.
Oh.
I beg you out there, if you want me to speak to your church, your group, whatever, I'll do it. I'll do a video connection, and I'll send the video link to your pastor. You can put up on the big screen in your audience and your conference room or your church hall. Guess what? No one out there wants me to raise issues, bring questions, or apostolic or spiritual truth. They can cross-check with the Bible, because the Bible is the ultimate cross-checker, isn't it? Ultimate.